Welcome to the Post-Purchase Pro Podcast.
This is the only podcast that dives deep into post-purchase marketing to help Amazon sellers increase sales, ranking, reviews, and profits. It's everything that happens after the initial sale that makes a difference. We call this the back end. I was lip syncing for Moses, my son sitting over here. Welcome back. My name is Sean Hart, one of your hosts of the Post-Purchase Podcast, along with my partner in crime here, Mr. Seth Stevens. Seth.
Yes, welcome back to another episode of the Post-Purchase Podcast. Sean, this is one of the favorite, my favorite things that we do because we get to talk to amazing entrepreneurs. And today we have a super special guest. I want to bring on Joey Roberts, who has a wonderfully grown-up title today. She is the host of the Fearless Sellers Podcast, but also the managing partner at AMZ Insiders. Joey, we got to hang out with you on the beach several months ago now, but it was a great time getting to know you, and you have an amazing story, not only as a seller who's built an amazing business, but also as somebody who's helped a lot of sellers as a coach. So we're super excited to have you today, Joey, to dig into your story.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
So Joey, let's start at the beginning.
Exactly. Well, you took the words out of my mouth. So I know we've been networking with you for over a year now. You and your partner, AMZ Insiders, Jamie Davidson, learned a lot of cool strategies from you guys, not only following your content on Instagram, but also just hanging out at events. So super looking forward to exposing our audience to more of the one and only Joey Roberts. So why did you create the Fearless Sellers Podcast and AMZ Insiders? Like, take us back to the beginning where you were a seller. What made you decide to go out there and start teaching and training other sellers on your strategies?
Great question. Not a lot of people ask me that. They just start asking me questions about Amazon. So I love that I get to talk about myself. So I built my second brand. Most people know it as my first brand, but my second brand from zero to a million in 12 months. And I did it with a mentor and a coach. That was Jamie Davidson. And I Googled top 100 sellers. I was like, I am going to learn from them and I want to do it the right way. I want to set up everything properly. And I fast-tracked in the program. I went from zero to a million and I actually exited my brand. As soon as I exited, I started to think, wow, that was a wild ride. And I want to get back to the Amazon community. It's so welcoming and I learned so much and I feel so close to all levels of sellers, sellers who are new, sellers who need to pivot because they either need to add more products or shift their business. And I had just done it in this crazy ride. So I thought, you know what? I want to give coaching a try. I don't know if I'm going to be a good coach. I want to try it. And I absolutely love it. I love troubleshooting people's businesses, whatever is happening, and learning their unique story. And, you know, if I don't have the answer, I don't have every answer. I love helping them find answers.
Well, the biggest problem, Joey, with the coaches or trainers out there is the old adage almost is true across the board, where those who do are those who can do, but those who can't teach and train. But I think what makes you unique and a lot of the other influencers out there is you've actually been in the trenches building brands on Amazon, and you've had some amazing and extraordinary success with that, and the willingness to go out there and share that with sellers who could experience the same sort of success if they just follow your lead and avoid some of those mistakes you made. So I commend you for that.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And I still sell. I will always sell. It's addicting.
Hey, that sounds like Sean and I when we sold the first business together, which he had already done before. But it's like once you sell a business, it is addicting because it's like that big, it's like a big project, right? And then you get to cap it off with, you know, refreshing your bank account and it grows significantly. So that's always fun. So Joey, let's talk about the, you know, the nitty gritty of, you know, what set you apart when you built your, you know, you did the 4 minute mile, basically you went from zero to a million in 12 months. You got to sell the business. That's, you know, that's a big accomplishment. One of the things that I know about you is that you did it using higher price products, which we love, and we like to make offers with higher price things as well. So talk a little bit about, you know, what set you apart and maybe shed some light on that higher priced approach.
The higher priced approach is the best. You sell less and you make more money. right? I only had to sell 12 units a day, right? And the reason I went with luxury products is my background was in luxury products. I worked for Callaway Golf. I was in the corporate world for 16 years doing marketing and television, but I love luxury products. But the first time I sold on Amazon, which was in 2017, my product was not luxury. I went for more of a passion product where it was like I was a new mom and I created this stroller strap to connect to your wrist. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. It's hard to market. You can't really tell what it is. And I think my launch price point was like $6.99. So that was a terrible product. And in, it was like 2021. Well, it was like 2020, end of 2020. I started thinking, okay, I need to launch again on Amazon, but I am going to start with my margin in mind. I didn't have a product yet, but I was starting with the money. And I thought, whatever it is I sell, I want to make $100 profit, meaning that goes into my pocket or it goes into the business bank account. And that's how I started it. And from knowing that's what I wanted to do, that's where I set out to find my products.
I love this. So Seth and I back in, and he was a little bit more immature, we'll call it, when it comes to the business. And, you know, I'd already, like he said, exited a couple businesses, sold way more businesses with Seth than I did on my own. We'll just put that out there. You know, and I learned like one or two things from him in the past 10 years. But
10 minutes, what are you talking about?
One of the things that we discovered early on was it takes the exact same amount of effort to sell a $10 product as it does a $100 product. So a lot of our biggest wins early on were products that are like $150, $200, $250, while a lot of the, you know, the gurus were training, hey, let's go sell silicone spatulas. You know, you pay 80 cents, you sell it for $9.99. We just couldn't find any traction in those cheap products. And one of the big wins for us early on when we started scaling, our first year, we launched 351 brand or 351 products.
Wow.
In 10 months. So we were just a machine. But we were selling a, for lack of a better word, a penis traction device. This was like a contraption that was billed as making a penis larger. Okay.
Okay.
What we found was the product cost us about $12,
right?
But we were able to sell it because it was a pain product, you know, for $179.
Awesome.
And so early on, and this funny but super true story, early on, all of our growth and the decisions that we made from an executive level were, well, if we take on this new employee or this expense or buy this training, how many penis stretchers do we have to sell in addition to pay for that, to offset that cost? Yep. And so it became sort of a running joke. We'd be like, oh, well, we hire this guy. That's just one more penis stretcher per week that we need to sell. So high-priced products, a lot of people avoid high-priced, you know, high MOQs, large products that take up too much space. But we really thrived on that in the beginning. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Joey. Can you give us an idea of one of those big, heavy-duty, expensive products that you were successful with? I showed you mine. Let me see yours.
I love it. So it's in the outdoor recreation space. So think people who like to spend money on their sports and things outdoors. That's what the product was. I'm under an NDA for like 3.5 more years where I'm not allowed to say what I sold or anything, but I will come back in 3.5 years and tell you exactly what the product is.
Well, so Joey, when you say luxury products, So we have several different versions of high priced products over the years, and they all coincidentally made us the most money. Like we used to sell hearing amplifiers, cost $7, sell for $100. We used to sell, you know, all kinds of these like more expensive products. So when you say more expensive or luxury product, how do you define that? Like what price points were you at? And then how did you take like a regular product, you know, in somebody's mind and turn it into a luxury product that where you have these amazing margins?
Yeah, great question. So I like to think of it as types of buyers, and I like to target aspirational buyers. Those are the people who want the brands like BMW, or they want certain luggage because it makes them feel confident in a certain way. And I love marketing to those people. So the product that that I had already existed. There's household names selling my product, and I went up against the big household names. I read the reviews traditional way, found a way to improve it, use that to market it. But I also made the design look sleek to aspirational buyers. Now, I'm an aspirational buyer, and I've marketed to people who are aspirational buyers. So I know myself pretty well. And I mean, I don't make decisions for everybody, but I was very, very type A crazy about the design. It had to be perfect. It had to function perfect. And when the package arrived, you had to feel like it was special.
Nice. I love that. It's been a long time since I heard the term an aspirational buyer. And I would have to assume what little I do know about you hanging out with you and seeing your brand names and things like that, you are an aspirational buyer. You know, I'm not, unless it comes to something marine quality, like a boat that I'm going to go sea trial tomorrow. I'm so excited about. That'll be
then you would have bought my product.
Okay. All right. So you're selling the $400 beanbag chairs that go on the boat then. I see. So yeah, but that makes a lot of sense. And Seth had noticed early on, you know, before we started launching products on Amazon, Joey, I was launching physical products on my own through other channels of direct response, like television ads, newspaper ads, radio ads, and Google search. So when we started launching, like hyperactively launching products on Amazon, Seth discovered that the higher the pain point, the higher we could get, you know, on price, and the easier it was to sell. So we started focusing on those niche products that we would identify, like the hearing amplifier, for example. You know, my father of one of the many people in the world that every other word is huh or excuse me or what did you say or can you repeat that? Like, he's the type of person you want to buy a hearing amplifier, not for him, but for you, so you don't have to repeat yourself all day long, right?
Right.
That would be a high pain point product. So can you give us some examples of products that you've worked with, like doing your product research or something you helped launch with some of your clients that you would maybe identify as like a high price product or a luxury product?
Yeah, I always teach people like, hey, if you already have a product line, that's awesome. Because if you're selling in, you know, lower mid tier, let's say if somebody's already like one of my, you know, few people in our program are selling in the $16 to $25 range and they have momentum with their sales. Well, if they're doing their marketing properly with Post Purchase Pro and they're collecting their customer data.
Thank you for that.
Yep. Well, as you would know, they're in a prime position to launch a higher price product because now they already have a trusted relationship with their client. So it's time to dig in. And this is what I teach. It's like, if you didn't start with a high price product, there is definitely a pain point or luxury product, something that people are going to spend more money on that you can launch into your store. And you already have your buyer sitting there. So those are like optimal situations where you already have an audience to market to. But I also teach people how to start from the beginning as well, finding luxury products. And that begins with the tools and the research.
Yeah, this is great, Joey. So we always, we coach sellers for a while as well. And you have to really get clear on your strategies when you're coaching somebody, because you can't really intuit it for them. You have to teach them a framework. So one of the things that we would tell them was, you know, look for a passion or a pain product. You know, a passion would be something that people are pursuing because it's a hobby or because they're really in love with it. And a pain would be, you know, they're experiencing this either physical or emotional pain. And in either case, you normally have a lot more pricing power. So take us to AMZ Insiders, take us to the Fearless Sellers Podcast. Like, what are you guys doing over there and how are you helping sellers?
Yeah. So AMZ Insiders is the program I joined in early 2021. And it was founded by Jamie Davidson. I came in after I exited my brand and made Jamie an offer to be equal partners. And I love coaching and training. So we kind of revamped the entire training program. And it's application only. It's not a sign up. You have to apply. We have a team of coaches. So it's not just Jamie and I. We have other coaches with that specialize in certain areas. And most of our coaches have also gone through our program. So they know exactly what everybody is going through. So that's AMZ Insiders. Now, my big passion right here Fearless Sellers, the podcast. It's Fearless Sellers, the women of Amazon. When I started going to Amazon conferences, which, by the way, I didn't even set foot at a conference until I was like 10 months into selling. I was already like practically at the $1 million in sales mark. And I thought, okay, I need to learn everything else that's going on in the Amazon world. I was so heads down building my brand. And it surprised me when I went to the conference that there were not a lot of women. And there were not a lot of women sellers. There were women sellers. And so I started to do research. And I found that at the time, I mean, this was like, you know, 8 months ago. So if anybody's going to fact check me, let me know. But it was about 30% of sellers were actually women. And maybe it was husband and wife teams, but you know, I'm not a husband and wife team. I'm just a seller on my own. So it's like 30% are women, but the results for women are 50-50. There is not men are better sellers or women are better sellers. Really? We're all equal.
Okay.
And that was kind of what sparked my Fearless Sellers, the women of Amazon. I thought I want to highlight and celebrate the women in the space who are phenomenal sellers and lift them up. Now, you guys know I'm not like all about, hey, women only, right? So there's plenty of men invited on the podcast, but the name Fearless Sellers means a lot to me because I like to do things fearless, like fearless, fearless. Okay.
Fearless. So yeah. We're not saying we are, the Fearless podcast, although you have men and women sellers on there, you're not really biased, gender biased to women. You're just trying to highlight or spotlight the women out there who are doing well and trying to dig into some of their strategies. Are you trying to train these women or are you trying to pick their brain to get them to help other women in the business?
Yeah, just trying to highlight and celebrate their success. And throughout my podcast, I try to have like 3 to 5 takeaways that you can learn from these entrepreneurs building, whether it's the men or the women. But yeah, I like it to be, it's right now my guests are heavy. It's like 80% women.
Okay. But your audience is both men and women, right?
Yes. Yeah. The target is anybody who is selling or wants to sell.
So what do you find are the main challenges to overcome for Amazon sellers in today's landscape?
I think you have to be a lot more innovative, and it challenges your thinking when it comes to the current products you're selling and either how to market them smarter or make the product design better and keep improving and evolving your product. That's one that I see with current sellers. And then with new sellers, a lot of people seem to just think, oh, well, the market is already saturated. So I really try to explain that if you think it's saturated, you can still find products off of keywords, but you're going to have a better design. And maybe you're going to need to think deeper into the pain points or into the, you know, making their lives better with a luxury product for the aspirational people.
Makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. So Joey, I know we don't have a lot of time left. So we have a fun segment of our show where we ask a couple fun questions. But before we do, you know, what is your biggest, you know, 1, 2, or 3 tips for a seller today, you know, that, you know, it was in all honesty, kind of competitive in 2014, 2015, 2016, when Sean and I were really heavy in certain little pockets, but then there's always opportunity. And I kind of view it the same way now. There's always new opportunities that are popping up. So where is the opportunity today? And then what are some tips that you have for some sellers that are starting today or building today?
Yeah, if you're building today, definitely know your competition and outmarket your competition. Like, there's so many advantages because of all the services and tools that you can use. Take advantage of all of it. Like Post Purchase Pro, you guys are set up there to give an edge on any of your competition. And also on the competition line, know what keywords your competition is converting so that you can do better on Amazon and convert. And my other tip is with marketing, you have to be using outside traffic. It still amazes me how many sellers don't just have their Google ads up and running, and they're not doing a handful of influencers. And here is one topic that you all are going to think I'm a dinosaur for saying, but get your products up on Pinterest. Pinterest is now doing shoppable pins, and they let you shop inside, or they let you link from Pinterest to your Amazon store. So it's not like other social sites where you have to stay in the platform. You actually can leave Pinterest and they can go and shop on Amazon.
Great advice. So that's something that's actionable. If you're watching this on the live stream, or you're listening to this episode later on your podcast channel, that's something that you can take action on right away. Yes. Get the product listed on Pinterest, probably a lot easier to get ranked on Pinterest than it is on Amazon, and then link directly to your Amazon store. Not only are you creating transactions on Pinterest, another channel to diversify your income, but you're also sending some traffic back to Amazon, which Amazon will reward you with higher keywords at the moment. And this seems to be the trend. Amazon's rewarding good quality external traffic. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. So thank you for that real quick tip there that folks can implement right away. So before we ask a couple of fun questions, I want to ask you, like, do you have this special offer I heard that you designed for our listeners and viewers? What is that? And what's the best way to reach out?
Yeah. So anybody watching, listening, you get a free 30-minute strategy selling session, either with myself or one of the other coaches at AMZ Insiders. We do not give this away, so take advantage of this. You can go personally to my site. It's amzfearless.com and book your strategy session.
Oh, and then I think folks can also reach out to you by email, right?
Yeah.
J-O-I-E, Joey at amzinsiders.com if you're listening. That's J-O-I-E, or check the show notes and then check out amzfearless.com. Seth?
Yeah. So Joey, let's jump into the last segment of our show. We like two fun questions here. The first question is, what is your all-time favorite business book?
Oh, I love, I was going to say Grant Cardone's 10X. I don't know if that's my favorite, but like I've listened to it 3 or 4 times. It just gets me like ramped up and going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's just a fun one, especially if you're not an like aggressive person. I just love reading the 10X.
I love it. So without talking about the luggage and some of the name brand apparel that you had to replace that got lost in your recent trip to Vegas, what's something that you have purchased in the last 12 months, Joey, that some may seem like it's a splurge, but for you, it's something, it's a purchase that you definitely don't regret.
Well, that is a good question. Cause like the first thing that did pop in my mind was I had to replace the actual luggage, like the case that got stolen. So
I heard you got reimbursed pretty well for that, according to my wife.
I did, yeah. And if anybody loses their luggage and needs tips on how to make the airline pay, I did get maximum back. Yeah, I just splurged on some really nice high-end luggage. You want the name brand? Y'all can see me in the airport with it. So it is supposed to arrive today, actually, and I'm excited. It's Chanel luggage.
Oh. Because
it's the carry-on, so I'm not going to separate from my carry-on.
Hey, I stopped checking luggage back in 2005. When Northwest Airlines lost all my stuff in Atlanta, Georgia. So,
yeah,
we don't do it anymore. My children don't do it. My wife doesn't do it. We never check bags. If you can't carry it, then it don't fly. That's why you see me wearing. That's why you see me wearing the same jeans for 3 days in a row.
Smart. It's smart.
Yeah, just turn them inside out, right? No, I carry disposable clothes. $2 t-shirts. Wear them. Throw them away.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. So really good advice. And if you lose your luggage, if the airline loses your luggage and you want to get maximum reimbursement, then reach out to Joey.
Yep.
She can show you how to do that. I just lost my brand spanking new sport coat that I literally had designed specifically for SellerCon last week and left it on a plane in Atlanta. And of course, it's disappeared. It's in Goodwill by now.
Sharp on stage.
It'll fit a Condor, but that's about it. All right, Seth, any last words for Joey before we call this?
Joey, besides your website, any other place where people should find you or reach out or follow you or anything?
Hey, I love Instagram, so come hang out with me there. It's joeyroberts.official, and I check all my DMs. So you can also message me there, email. I love to talk to people and know what you're up to.
Nice. Amazing. All right, Joey. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Post Purchase Podcast. We really appreciate you and looking forward to having you back and also having you as a guest on our masterclass, which I think we have one of those coming up. So looking forward to continuing the conversation. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Joey Roberts, Managing Partner, AMZ Insiders. And check out Fearless Sellers Podcast. It's not just for ladies, although that was the driving factor. Thank you so much, Joey. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Thanks Joey.
Bye.